Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. What's up, guys? Hope you're having a good weekend. Sunday sampler, some highlights from some of the podcasts that you may have missed. The Bobbycast, Four Things with Amy Brown, Sore Losers, Movie Mike's Movie Podcast, Get Real with Caroline Hobby. On the Sore Losers, Lunchbox ran into a major celebrity in the world of sports, and then the guys played Good Dad or Bad Dad. You can hear that coming up in a second. On Get Real with Caroline Hobby, she sat down with singer-songwriter Sarah Beth Tate. Sarah Beth is awesome. She's also been on the road with Eddie and I. And in the Bobbycast, Riley Green stopped by the house. It was the longest that Riley and I have ever hung out. We were forced to sit there for an hour, but it ended up being great. Any other time, it's been very quick, like doing shows together. But man, I like this dude. I think you will too. So let's go first with the Bobbycast. And if you like this, go listen to that episode because maybe you just missed it, or go subscribe to the Bobbycast. Here you go, the Bobbycast with Riley Green.
Do you get any sort of flack for, how old are you now? 35, 36?
Yeah.
I got married a couple years ago, but I was 39 when I got married. And everybody back home was like, you're broken or gay because you're not married. Because everybody where I was from was, you got married at 19, 20. I mean, not you.
Oh, like, yeah. No, I mean, everybody, my parents and, yeah.
They were convinced something that I was off, like intellectually, or that I just, they were like, it's okay if you're gay. I'm like, hey. And if I was, I would tell you. But
I've been called a lot of things, but.
But it's like I was 39 and you're 35.
Yeah. I think that now it's probably, at least everybody that knows me personally has seen what my lifestyle's like in the sense of how much I'm gone. I mean, I don't have regular relationships with my friends.
But what about at home? Are they like, Riley, why are you not married? Because at home, they don't see probably what your travel life. My mom didn't see what my travel life was like.
Yeah, my mom has my calendar. My mom has been really great about that. It's like, maybe early on, I'm sure she had a little bit of that and was worried about me, you know, finding somebody or whatever. But now I think she just knows that this is such a timely point in my career. I've obviously been very blessed and have accomplished things I never thought I would. But there's also a lot of opportunity that comes with that. And I just kind of had in my head when I was going to sign a record deal to just put my nose down and grind it out and do everything they asked me to do, anything I could for a couple of years, which that's stretched into 5 now. But I think they get that, and I don't see a lot of pressure. I think that my lifestyle is going to have to change to where I go from playing, you know, 120 shows a year to 60.
But what's going to make that happen, though? What's a factor?
That's a great question because because it's, you know, as you well know, it's up to me.
Yep.
I mean, I could turn down anything I want to. I don't know. I hope it's just something clicks and we get to a place where I can say, this is the budget for the year. This is how many shows we can go do. And I'm happy with making this much. And this is the career I'm going to have from this. And maybe that's from, you know, a lot of opportunities not being available that are right now. I don't know. It's probably one of the more scary things about it is knowing that with this type of travel schedule and lifestyle, I don't really have much chance of meeting somebody. and how much things are going to have to slow down for me to get to that place. You know,
it's also a momentum-based industry.
Very much. It's such a battle to stay relevant.
Right.
Probably now more than ever because of all the avenues of new music and a new artist discovery or whatever that is.
So it feels like if you let up by letting something else in, regardless of what it is, yeah. If it's you want to go away for 3 months to hunt, or if you want to have a serious relationship, like you're like, well, if I dedicate my, this is the struggle that I went through. If I dedicate my time to this, then all, this is going to suffer. And so I was never going to get married. I was just like, you know what? I'm never going to have time for it because I feel like I have a huge imposter syndrome. And like, if I don't keep going, I'm never going to get back to this level. And then I met my wife and it was like, she kind of bossed me out of it. And for the first time ever, I let her because I was happy that I met a person that, as much as I was annoyed by it, I was more annoyed by the fact that maybe she wouldn't be there. And it was the only time. And I dated, but I mean, it was, you know, I had my, moved to Nashville, holy crap. I never got girls, and I got all the girls at once. It was wild. And then it was, but this is weird. And then I was like, I'm never getting married, who cares? And then I met my wife, and I was like, man, I really don't want to slow down, but worse than that, I don't want to, like, lose her. That's whomever, I don't even know you've never been married, right? Never been married at all or anything?
No.
That's what it be, because you're not going to ever go, I only want to make this much money this year.
Yeah, it's a really funny thing to say probably to my buddies back home from the outside looking in because they're like, oh, man, Riley meets someone, but where do you really meet a girl at? You know what I mean?
And where do you get to invest time in a human?
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, social media is probably, whereas some people would use that to meet people, it's the opposite for me because how do you really use that, you know, with what I do for a living? So it's an interesting thing. I
I used it, but it wasn't for good, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, used it, but it wasn't.
Not for meeting somebody to marry. I'll
right.
Say that
it wasn't like long-term investment.
The girls I've met on Instagram probably watch wrestling.
And
their mom probably let them watch wrestling, so it would never work. Or they were wrestlers. I've had a couple of years where we've said, man, let's take off November and let me, you know, go hunt, just kind of disconnect and write whatever, and we've never taken one off. So it'll be that. I think that I've guaranteed myself a career that's more than I've ever thought I would have. But at the same time, there's just so much opportunity. And I think the only thing that makes me nervous about my career is not making the absolute most of it, you know, not getting every opportunity that I can. And
but you're never going to get every opportunity. You can. You're never going to be able to get every opportunity. I don't know if you go to therapy at all, but. God dang.
I thought that's what this was.
I know. It's probably what this is.
Pool house like, therapy, man. I thought that's what we were doing.
I go to like, we go to a couples counselor and I go to my own. And he was like, because I would say that, and I'm a little older than you. So I would be like, if I don't take advantage of everything, and he's like, you'll never be able to take advantage of everything.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You're running on a hamster wheel that you can never get to go fast enough to actually matter.
I think that it's a little bit of a overthinking type thing. I will say I'm mindful that there's nothing that I feel like I'm going to miss, if that makes sense. Like, if my career panned out right now and it is what it is, I can go play shows for the next 15 years, I would still be very excited about that. So it's not like I'm going to be leaving something on the table. I just know there's opportunity right now, and it's almost like, I'm sure you were the same way, when I'm sitting around, I'm thinking, man, what could I be doing?
You ever feel guilty for doing nothing?
That's pretty tough to explain to a girl, let's say you've gone on a couple of dates with, and she wants to know why you have a day off and you want to go write, or you want to go do this or that, you know. And for me, it was hunting. That was a really hard thing to explain. Like, why would you want to go sit in the woods by yourself after being on the road for 80 days this year? And I haven't found the answer to that. Be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot. EK. Be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot. Little food for your soul, life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful, laugh a little more, tighten up your core, said EK, you're kicking it with four things, with Amy Brown.
Hey, it's Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown, and here's what we talked about this week on my podcast. The first thing that we're going to do here is messing up at work. and like how to not let it completely get you down, because I just messed up big time on the podcast. I thought it was just going to be between me and Morgan Massengill, who was my guest. And it was actually for the fifth thing earlier this week. She ended up not being my guest. If you listened to that, you didn't hear her, because, well, we recorded it in Bobby's office, which is where we are right now. And she shared a lot about her dating life. Well, I did not have her microphone up. And so the audio is just me.
Oh.
So that's not going to work.
It's tough.
So I thought, well, this is just between me and Houston, my producer, and Morgan. I informed her. And she was like, oh, good, because I feel like I overshared. So maybe this is a good thing. So Lunchbox found out about it. And then he brought it to the Bobby Bones Show yesterday as a bonehead story of the day. And I thought, okay, well, now everybody knows. And I feel as though I am a professional in this field. I've been in radio for almost 18 years. I should know what I'm doing. I should check levels and volumes. And sometimes you make a rookie mistake. But then when they brought up the bonehead story of the day, and that I was a bonehead for doing that, they brought up a couple of other times where I have messed up on the podcast.
I'll say even the best of the best make mistakes.
Well, so I would love for you to share a time maybe you've messed up at work. And then if anybody else has messed up at work, I'm going to go through a guide to help you move forward after your mess up. And maybe you don't mess up at work. Maybe you've messed up in a friendship or a relationship or something else. But it's looping in your head, like you're a failure. What's wrong with you? You're an idiot. You're so stupid. That's my narrative.
Yeah.
How do you even have this job? So do you have any mess ups at work, or are you perfect?
No, I mean, I feel like I mess up every day. And for me, the thing that has always helped, and I'm like, as I get a little more wise each year that passes, is like identifying it and just owning it really early. Because if I let it fester, then I go down that rabbit hole that you were just talking about. But I would say my typical mess up where I'm catching myself is I say what I'm thinking out loud a little too
abruptly.
Well, just matter of fact. When I'm like, ooh, I need to like filter that a little bit in the trust circle, because they might receive that as criticism when I'm trying to, you know,
give feedback.
Yeah, you bet. So, I mean, that's a consistent like, oh, crap, I messed up in my head.
This is how you move on after you've messed up at work, or maybe just messed up in general. I feel like this could even apply to parents. Sometimes we mess up and you maybe react in a way with your kids you didn't want to, or you're not proud of. And so this could, I think, apply to that as well. Step one, allow yourself to feel awful about it, but not for too long. So like, don't just stuff it down. Be like, okay, I can feel bad about this. And the volume down on the podcast microphone, again, that's not a big deal, is it? However, I respect people's time. And Morgan sat here for 30 minutes and took time out of her day to do that. And so then I felt bad for her wasting her time. But then when all of your coworkers who all have their own podcasts and clearly they check to see if the volume's up, just another little like, it kind of like whack-a-mole. Like sometimes you get up and then it's like, you're not feeling that great about yourself anyway. And then boom, you get whacked down. You're like, because sometimes I wonder, why am I here? What am I even doing? And then that sort of solidifies like, well, just whack me down and be like, I knew I wasn't supposed to be here. But that's not always the narrative in my mind, but
sometimes it can be, for sure.
Sharing with you that I have those thoughts. Step two, keep things in perspective, which I feel like that's what I just did a little bit. So you can walk through that for yourself. Step three, confront your worst case scenario and then let it go. Why are you giving big eyes to Patrick?
So we had some conversation yesterday when we were flying over that leadership in our company, sometimes it's my job specifically to anticipate kind of the worst and maybe think about more of the negative, like what could go wrong, just in case something doesn't work out. We have kind of a quick plan of action. But sometimes in our conversation, it can come across like I'm pretty negative. And so we were just talking through that this morning. I said, hey, we talked about it, planned through it. I'm going to put that back on the shelf. And now we're just going to focus on the good and the positive. But I mean, that's something we've talked about a lot, because sometimes, you know, as the leaders, you have to anticipate what could go wrong.
Well, I'm glad you bring that up, because that's actually step four, create a game plan for next time. And my game plan this time was, before we sat down to record, I went and got my headphones so I could make sure we are all good to go. And sounds like that's what y'all do at your company. Step five, apologize if you need to, but don't overdo it. I apologize to Morgan. Okay, we're step six, take better care of yourself. And I was reading more in the article about this, and it was like, if you're taking care of yourself, you can be on your A game. We should be treating ourselves like professional athletes, like worrying about our sleep, our work, our fuel, how we're training, all the things. And then you notice more clarity and fewer errors in your life if you are training like an athlete, which does make me think of how Bobby always says he's always training, like stay ready, never got to get ready.
You got to have a little pain to have a little gain. And I think there's truth in that. And to what you're saying, I mean, to better yourself, sometimes you got to go through hard things. But in coming out of that, you got to identify, because I realize not taking care of myself doesn't allow me to show up for the people that rely on me. Because I was just going to a point of exhaustion thinking like, I got to do what I need to do to serve everyone and make sure, and I'll say that like self-righteously, but you know, the people that rely on me, that I do what I need to make sure they have what they need and that we're having success. And but man, it whipped me last year. So I'm learning.
Yeah. And I have to learn how to make sure I've got content for my listeners. They're showing up. Serving them in a way with something, which I still learned later in the afternoon. I had no episode and I went upstairs when I was at home and I recorded something. So something went up and it just wasn't what I had spent time with Morgan on. And so I still felt that it was important. But had I been on my A game, who knows? Maybe I wouldn't have messed up with Morgan.
Yeah.
There you go. If you've messed up in any way, shape, or form, there's your guide to get over it quickly. Oh, I didn't go back to, did I? Seventh step, earn back your trust through your actions, not just your words. Boom.
No.
That's step seven.
That's good.
We'll wrap with that one. And I feel like I'm already earning back trust. I came in with my actions, put my headphones in, checked the volume, and here we are.
Crushing it.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Okay, if you're in target circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person. Anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Let's do it live. We are the 1, 2, 3 sore losers.
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What up, y'all? It is Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west side of Nashville with Baser, my wife. We do have a white picket fence at the apartment complex. Soon I'm going to have 2.5 kids. And yes, sadly, I will die of a heart attack when I'm 72 years old. Here's a clip from the last podcast.
We're going to play a game. It's called Good Dad or Bad Dad.
Ray, this is about me. I left my kids in a hot car.
Nope, it's not about me. It's about a teacher hooking up with a student. Okay? She got arrested for hooking up with a high school student. She's a high school teacher. Right? The only problem is the dad of the student got arrested also because he knew about the relationship.
Wow.
So she came over to the house and was like, I want to bang your son.
Were you going to tell me this was Crime Podcast? Of the top 100 podcasts right now in the country, the biggest handle, the biggest market share is Crime Podcast. Over to you.
So my question is that a good dad or a bad dad?
Well, originally he knew about it, didn't disclose what he knew, then was found out and caught by an unbelievable investigation.
Yeah, Missouri teacher accused of sexually hooking up with a teen, and the father knew.
So here's the thing. Back in the day, you couldn't tell these timelines, but now with text messages, you're able to find when the dad found out. Back in the day, you could have said, oh, the dad just found out after the fact. Now you know the dad knew about it for months, and so then he gets in trouble too. Because of Apple text messages, the Ring camera on your doors, crimes are able to go more in depth than they've ever been able to.
Yeah, the reason they got busted is because the 16-year-old had scratches on his back from one of their sexual encounters. And he showed a picture of his scratches to one of his friends. Said, check out what she did to me while we were hooking up.
And the friend told authorities?
Yes.
Damn, that friend, man. First of all, not a friend anymore. That's going to end their friendship. They're now foes.
Yeah, a second witness told investigators that the student's father had been told by both the teacher and the teen about the relationship. And the witness claimed to authorities that the teacher and the alleged victim used student lookouts while they had sex during school.
That's one step deeper.
I mean, they had someone standing guard outside the door, so when someone was coming, bang on the door.
Dude, what subject did she teach? And usually, our teachers always tried to act more mature. These teachers now are kinky.
The father said he did not stop the relationship because he believed they would continue to have the relationship behind his back anyway. The father was charged with first-degree endangerment, the welfare of a child. So my question, good dad or bad dad? Is he being the cool dad like, oh, dude, you're hooking up with this hottie-ass teacher? Like, she ain't bad-looking, dude.
Yeah, it's definitely bad dad. It was a high school, so maybe she's probably not that much older than the kid.
No, she's only 26. He's 16.
Yeah, but he's less than 18, so that makes it bad.
No, I understand why it's illegal, but is he good dad or bad dad?
It's bad dad. I mean, it wasn't just one time where the dad felt, oh, man, I'm making a bad decision. I mean, it must have been a lot of times where he goes, man, should I really let this continue going on?
Because I'm thinking the dad's like, man, this is so cool. My 16-year-old's hooking up with a hottie. And maybe the dad's thinking, maybe one day I'll get to hook up with the hottie.
Dude, nah, not that. Or pops, hey, kid's happy. I'm happy. He's getting good grades.
Yeah, there's the dad.
Yeah, he just looks like he DGAF.
Doesn't give a damn, right? I mean, I thought that was a crazy story that he just let her. I don't know. I mean, I guess you go bad dad.
Bad dad. One time occurrence. Hey, man, take this to your grave. Don't ever tell anybody about it. I'll hold your secret. But if it continues, you're going to get found out. You can do anything for one time. Once you get to like 10 times, 20 times, 30 times, that's when you get in trouble.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, it's Mike D, and this week on Movie Mike's Movie Podcast, I got to talk to the director of Wonka, came out last year with Timothy Chalamet. I love this movie, so was super excited to get to talk to him about the process of making that movie, about casting Timothy Chalamet. And I also got to talk to Kayla Lane, who plays Noodle in the movie. So maybe you still haven't seen the new Wonka, but if you're like me and are a big fan of the original movie, I think you'll enjoy this interview. Be sure to check out this week's episode to hear it in its entirety. But right now, here's my interview with Paul King, the director of Wonka.
How are you, Paul?
I'm really good, thank you. How are you?
I am great. Good to get to talk to you. The original Willy Wonka is one of my top 10 favorite movies of all time. So I hold it very precious. And after seeing Wonka, I completely loved it. And I have to imagine it was such a hard thing to do. And the thing I want to start with first is I love the way Timothy Chalamet portrayed Wonka. Did you have that vision first before he was cast, or was he cast And then that vision happened and it came to life.
Well, that's a really good question. First of all, thank you. That means a huge amount to me because the original Willy Wonka is right up there for me too. And it's a daunting experience to kind of walk in those footsteps. I think when I started working on the movie, I'd been fortunate enough to meet Timothy in that kind of year where he did Call Me By Your Name and Lady Bird and knew what a wonderful actor he was. And I really wanted to write something for him. And so pretty much from the second David Hayman suggested a young Willy Wonka film to me, I was like, well, that could be Timothy Chalamet. So there's obviously never a guarantee that you're going to get the actor that you want. But in my head, I sort of went, well, him or someone like him, I don't know who there is like him, would be absolutely wonderful in this world because he feels so sort of mercurial, but he's also emotionally grounded and slightly unknowable. And he has that whole sort of range. And I felt that he could feel like a younger Willy Wonka or, you know, Gene Wilder 20 years before the events of that movie. Like it felt like there's a sort of kinship there somehow, but without doing an impression. And you know, once we've written the script and sort of sent it to him, it's a nerve-wracking moment because you sort of go, if it's not you, I really don't know who it could have been. And I thank my lucky stars he said yes.
You mentioned Gene Wilder there, and I gotta imagine when you're, you know, have this vision of this movie in your head, there's all these things you want to pull from the original. Was there anything that you didn't get to put into this movie that you wanted to from the original? Either it was too expensive or it just didn't work or it just didn't make sense.
There was one bit we tried to do the forward roll and the pop-up thing, and it just felt a little shoehorned into the moment. It felt like a kind of an Easter egg for the sake of an Easter egg. And we didn't do it in the end because it felt like it was there for fans rather than because it didn't serve the story. So I think, but what was so funny was how much kind of went in and some of it where it went in and I'd kind of forgotten where it had come from. But, you know, obviously I sort of imbibed the original so much that it was sort of like would come out and you sort of go just little bits of choreography and little gestures. And we always kind of were aware of it on set where you go, oh, you could do the cane thing and you could do the step thing. And this is the coin and the storm drain. And I think some of the kind of building blocks, it was kind of really looking at that movie and the original book and go, here's the kind of, this is like the playground you're in. Now go play with the toys.
I think my favorite shot out of the entire movie, like I'm just a stickler for cinematography. And when I see a great shot, I just make a note of it. The one shot I made a note of, it's whenever there's that great silhouette of Timothy Chalamet. You really just see like the shadows on his face and the outline of the hat. How much time goes into just getting that one shot?
Probably too much for that shot. That was, I love that shot so much, but it was actually a find on the quite near, like on the day, I think, that we had the shot of him from behind with behind the doors, like when he opens the door and walks out, and that was going to be our hero shot. And we were setting it and went, oh, found that there was this lovely profile. And Chung Hing Chung, my incredible cinematographer, we then went, this is a lovely angle, but we kind of wanted to get both and we were sort of trying to get it. And then we went, okay, we're going to have to stop everything and get this silhouette perfect because it could be the shot of the movie. And I do remember we filmed it and it was like, we sort of did one where he goes, here we go, mama. And I was like, that's definitely how the trailer's going to start. And then lo and behold, there it is.
The thing about this movie is that it feels oddly nostalgic for me. And I was born in the 90s, so even the original came out was before my time. But there are so many different generations of Willy Wonka fans. You have the people who discovered it maybe in the 2000s, the people who loved the original. And then it's a family movie at the same time. How do you walk that line of making a movie that's appealing to kids, but also appealing to the adults who are just lifelong fans?
Yeah, it's funny how that it is interesting because it's definitely, I think most kind of like known characters are known through one iteration, you know, like you sort of go Iron Man, say you go, most people will have come to it through the Robert Downey Jr. Iron Man, you know, or you sort of go, there will be some comic book fans, but you sort of go, there's one kind of hero iteration. Willy Wonka really isn't like that, as you say, because there's the book, which has an army of fans around the world, one of the best-selling children's books of all time. You've got two absolutely beloved movies. And it's really tricky to kind of, to sort of walk that line. And I guess what I realized early on was you sort of have to pick your hero references. And for me, it was like the book first and foremost, because that's the kind of the mothership. And I didn't want to do anything that wouldn't kind of sit comfortably with that. And then the Gene Wilder movie is so in my DNA. I mean, I was born in the 70s, but I really grew up with that movie as my Willy Wonka. So, and there were so many iconic choices they made that I kind of wanted to honor. In terms of like balancing kids and grown-ups, I sort of, for me, my favorite family movies and my favorite movies probably in general are movies that can appeal to everyone. And I never really try and go, here's a bit for the kids and here's a bit for the grown-ups. Just try and make something that's as exciting and fun for everyone. You know, it's kind of, I think my co-writers, Simon and I, we try to make each other laugh and find things that we find emotional or funny or silly or eccentric or, you know, touching. And if it works, pray that there are enough people out there with our sense of humor and sentiment.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person. Anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey y'all, it's Caroline Hobby from Get Real with Caroline Hobby, and here is a clip from this week's episode.
All right, I'm so excited to be back with another bonus episode of Call Caroline, where you, the listener, leaves your burning questions. I have Sarah Beth Tate joining me. And also, just so you know, you can call and leave a message. Go to the link of this podcast and then hit the show notes, and there's a link to leave a message, because I know you got a burning question. So, are you ready, Sarah Beth? We had a great interview on Monday.
I think I'm ready.
And so now let's see what people got to say.
Hi, Caroline and Sarah Beth. I was wondering if the two of you could chat a little bit about work-life balance for moms. I think that there are a lot of demands on moms these days to show up for their kids and their families, but also be all over their career and showing up for that as well. How do the two of you overcome some of those obstacles? How do you find the balance between your personal life and your work life?
That's a good question. Mm. You're crushing the game on that. So you go.
No, you go.
No,
first.
No.
I hear you on the pressure to, like I said, I mean, I fully believe that we can do all the things that we're passionate about. And being a mom doesn't mean that we can't do the other things. But I also do feel like we put a lot of pressure as moms to, you know, there's the mom guilt either way. So there's the mom guilt if you're staying home. There's the mom guilt if you're gone. We're kind of damned if we do, damned if we don't, exactly. Honestly. And we do that to ourselves. But I think the balance for me has been in always doing what I feel like is right for Isla, mm-hmm. And making sure that she's fully taken care of and fully has me or Colby or some, you know, always having what she needs and that she's taken care of, and then letting myself, you know, not putting that pressure on myself, and just, you know, being present the days that I'm gone, being present in that, being extra present the days that I'm home. Trying to get by, honestly, week to week.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
I know. I do feel you on that, because it was like, I feel like my mom's generation, I've talked to my mom about this before. It's like her generation was the first generation where they were like coming out of the stay at home, leave it to Beaver, you know, mm-hmm. where like you really aren't a career woman.
Yes.
You know, it's hard to have a job. You're supposed to raise a family and stay at home and all of that. And then like, mm-hmm. I feel like my mom's generation kind of like started finding their way a little bit. And then there was like this next generation, which would be kind of like mine, where it's like, you gotta be a boss. You gotta be a, you know, you gotta
girl boss.
Match the man, the girl boss. Like you gotta prove that you can hang in there. And then it's like, I feel like Taylor Swift is doing a great example of showing us this. It's like, you want to have a relationship and have that part of your life and that feminine part of your life, as well as being able to carry this big career. And it's yes. like, you want to be able to be both, you know, yes. like, but have
I think the pressure comes when we feel like we have to be perfect at all of those things
and do it all at the same time.
Yes. And that one takes away from the other, because that's where like the guilt starts creeping in of mm-hmm. like, oh my gosh, like, I, you know, what if I'm being a bad mom today because I'm doing this? Or what if, you know, what if today I'm missing out on being the girl boss that I should be because I'm home with my daughter? And it's like, letting go of all the labels of all of that, and just really, since she was born, week to week, day by day, it's literally like, okay, here's the schedule for this week. It's always different in yeah. this crazy industry. And yes. it's like, doing the things that matter both at home and in work, and, you know, figuring that out with your partner mm-hmm. and trying to just truly do what feels right for that week.
Yeah.
And then not worrying about like the next week and the week after that.
Yeah. And like we said earlier, I don't know if we said this on the podcast or just talked about it, but your bandwidth, like you, when you do become a mom, like you only have bandwidth for stuff that truly matters. Because yes. like I could just be home doing nothing, but if I'm with Sunny, that is very important work, mm-hmm. you know, because you're with your child.
And being present in
yes,
that too.
And not being distracted.
Yes. And I think, you know, that too is like, okay, so if I spend the day playing with jumbo size Legos and singing Elmo songs all day, that is important work to me.
Yes.
That is worth my time.
It's worth all your time.
And I'm not going to spend that night scrolling on Instagram feeling like I missed out on something because I didn't.
You're present with your daughter.
Yes.
Showing her that you show up for her yes. and that she's the only thing that matters, and you, mm-hmm. that she has your full focus. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's just picking. It's like making choices. Like you don't do everything that you did before for your career probably. It's yeah. a lot more selective.
And then other days, I'm leaving her with someone that I know and trust and love, and that person is present with her and taking care of her, and she knows that mama's coming home mm-hmm. and she knows that she's going to have a fun day, and I am doing something that matters,
yes.
that is important to me that day, and I'm not going to feel guilty about right. doing that.
Right. I love that. Just being super intentional. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's really the best way to balance it. Being super intentional, prioritizing what really matters, how much time you need. Mm-hmm. Like I know how much time I need to be with Sunny to make to fill my personal cup and her cup. Like mm-hmm. if we don't have enough time, like she acts different. She's
yes.
more emotional. Like she even like developed stomach aches when like I was sending her to school a little longer, and she started developing stomach aches of like anxiety. And I'm like, you know, like you can just tell when they just need to be with you more. And I want to be with her all the time,
yeah.
but it's like, you also have to prioritize your gift and your passion, your talent and your job. And so I think, just be super intentional.
Well, and like you just said, I think you can feel if your balance is off.
Yes,
too. And
you can feel it.
We have definitely had, I mean, there are phases. I think it's just an ebb and a flow. You know, you go through phases where you're like, whew, this, we got to figure something out here because this balance is off and this is not how we want this to feel. And I think in those moments, you just have to recalibrate and figure out what works and what doesn't. But there is no script for this. Let me tell you, like you, oh my gosh.
It's constant pivoting all the time. Literally, it's like juggling bananas.
I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing half the time.
Ever. Never any idea.
I'm like, how did we get through this week? I don't know. We just did.
Yeah. It's just like a haze.
It's a blur.
Yeah. But I do feel like working mama is like, it is definitely, it's a constant, like you said, it's a day-to-day constant thing and you just have to be intentional and you're not always going to get it right. You know, sometimes you're going to give more time to work. Sometimes you're going to, you know, give more time and you're going to not give your work what you need, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's just like you said, recalibrating, being able to just like change it all the time. Mm-hmm.
That was the Sunday Sampler. Go check out a new podcast, or maybe you missed an episode and wanted little samples here. New episodes are out weekly. If you don't mind, subscribe. And I know you probably don't rate and review, but if you did on these podcasts, it would really help us. Thank you. See you next week. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.